Hey everybody, it's Cam. Today I want to talk about a brand new book. It will come out on November 14th by Dirk Ashton called Kraken Rider Z. It is the first book in a brand new progression fantasy series. Before I actually talk about the book itself, two things. If you are sharp-eyed, notice that I do have two mics at the moment. I tried out this lapel mic in my tractor. It didn't go quite as well as I was hoping, so I'm hoping that I can switch to the lapel mic, but just in case, we're going to record with the good old trusty SM57 as per usual. The second thing, before I actually talk about the book, this Kraken Rider Z, I would like to talk about Dirk Ashton, the author. So I first interacted with Dirk way back in Spiffbo 3. His book, Paternus, is an urban fantasy series that has basically all of the gods that have ever lived. Doesn't matter what religion, they all exist. They're mostly still alive today. And they are in a war with the faction of the gods that want to wipe humanity out on one side and the gods who want to protect humanity on the other side. And they've been fighting a secret millennia-long war. I have mentioned before that I have a history degree. I also have a religious studies degree. So this Paternus urban fantasy series was basically a perfect series for me. I absolutely loved all three books. I did a podcast on the first book. And then I also was able to interview Dirk later on. Dirk is a super interesting guy. He was an actor, producer, writer, all that kind of fun stuff in Hollywood. There's some of his work. He then got a PhD in film studies. He actually wrote his dissertation on the Lord of the Rings movies. I'm not gonna lie, I was real jealous. I didn't even know that was a possibility, that it could be a thing. Then he taught at Bowling Green for like 6 or 7 years, and then decided that he just didn't like the tenure track, the massive number of hours, the limited ability to do anything other than try to write and put things out to get tenure. So then he went off on his own. That's when he also wrote his series. And that's when I was able to first, do my interview with him and do the review. Dirk is one of those guys that is, that unless he's hiding the bodies real deep and real well, seems to just be one of the nicest guys in all of the fantasy genre. He is always out there promoting other authors and other works, and just one of the genuine good guys in all of the indie publishing world. So with that being said, when I got the email from him not too long ago saying, "Hey Cam, I'm glad to see you're back in the game. Would you be interested in reviewing my new progression fantasy series?" I got a real deep pit in my stomach feeling, and I thought, oh no, I just don't like progression fantasy. And it's insidious cousin lit RPG that's even more. As a general rule, it takes me out of the that movie in my mind and takes me out of the story when we start talking about like the leveling up process that always has to be in that progression and lit RPG genre. So for about a good solid week, it seemed like every day I would open my email up, I would see that email from Dirk, and I would think, maybe I'm just not going to respond to him. Maybe I'll just pretend I didn't see it and, carry on. But I like Dirk too much, and Paternus, as I said, is my absolute favorite urban fantasy series. And so I broke down, I emailed him back, and I said, I'll get to it in about a month when we're getting closer to the book actually being released. And so I just kind of forgot about it for a little while. Then it came up on my TBR. It was its turn. And I started reading. And the first couple chapters, I'm sitting there reading. It's kind of interesting. We have a seven-year-old boy who is riding a pig in the opening scenes. He's riding his pig along a shoreline. He looks up and he sees dragon riders protecting some ships. These dragons are sentient beings. They're bonded with humans, so the humans will ride them. They can use magic and do all that kind of fun stuff. They have to be able to be a bonded pair, human and dragon, in order to do all the things they do You know, they'll level up as they go, starting off, you know, at whatever the lowest rank is, going eventually all the way up to the Titan class of paired rider and dragon. Like I said, the dragons can speak. They can speak with their riders telepathically as well. Z, our pig rider at this point, sees the these riders, and he wants to become a dragon rider of his own. Problem is, though, he's poor, and he has no resources, and you basically have to be rich, you know, nobility, rich merchants, that kind of thing, to be able to eventually go to the academy. This isn't generally like one of those things where, like, you find a dragon egg and you're either bonded or you're not. Both the dragons will go to their own training academy alongside the people doing their training. And then after, you know, the dragon passes their basic training and the humans pass theirs, then we will, then they'll bond after that, at that point. So, you know, I'm reading, we get through that first initial phase, it jumps forward 10 more years, and then the story starts to get really interesting. Z, he's 17 at this point now, he is on a ship, and, you know, he still really desires to be able to be a dragon rider. The book, first off, is called Kraken Rider Z. So he ends up going a little bit of a different way from being a dragon rider, obviously. But as we carry on and I'm reading this story, I'm getting really into it. And I'm like 45% in, and I realize that Dirk Ashton has tricked me. He has put the progression elements so well into the book, like trickle here and there. It's never like so in your face that it takes me out of that movie in my mind. I mean, we're talking, I read from maybe like that first 5% all the way to 45%. And suddenly we're in our first actual like true progression fantasy element. You know, there's always going to be a training scene, right? So Z is training with his Kraken, not his dragon. We'll let you read to figure out how he ended up being a Kraken rider instead of a dragon rider. But he is watching this training scene, right? They're at the academy. There's always a school or academy or something like that. And he's watching the dragon riders fight. And all of a sudden, they're talking about like leveling up, how they're going to do it during these training bouts. And I realize that I understand, you know, what spells they're using. I understand like what the ranking system is going to be. And Dirk's managed to do all of this basically insidiously and quietly throughout the story, where I realize I understand the magic system, I understand the progression element, without ever realizing that was what was happening. And then I'm like 40% in, and I, you know, we're 40-45, and we're like sitting there in this training, you know, battle montage scene, and I'm sitting there thinking, well, it's like 9 o'clock right now. I'm always talking about how I have to get up at 3 or 4 in the morning to go to work. And I see on the of my phone, it says there's 37 more pages left in this chapter. And I realize that even though we are in the midst of a true progression element of this fantasy, that I can't stop reading, that I am going to stay up till like 9:30, 9:45, and I finish that entire chapter, and I'm loving it. And then the next day is a Monday. I'm a big NFL and college football fan as well. Usually Monday mornings, I will listen to all my sports talk radio till about noon. And you know what I do? I get in my tractor and I just start reading the book, and I finish the book instead of listening to my sports talk. And by the end of it, I realize that this is an instant five out of five. I love the book. My only regret ended up being that I couldn't start reading book two right away, right? Book one's not even out, and I'm already wishing that I could read book two. It is just so well written. Basically, Kraken Rider Z is a progression novel for people who don't love progression, but it also has, you know, plenty of that progression element into it by the time you get to about halfway in. It is action-packed. We're going to have, you know, tons of dragons fighting. We're going to have Kraken battles. It is just all around going to be an absolutely engrossing story. Like I said, he tricked me into even enjoying the progression elements. That battle scene, that first training scene, that it goes on for like 50 pages, I swear. And it was tons of fun. That's where you're really going to get to, you know, learn how like the leveling system works. You're going to learn the new spells and everything. But the thing is that by the time I hit that point, all those, you know, all the page here or page there, or where Z and, you know, whoever he's with are talking about leveling up and all this kind of stuff, it all happens within the flow of the story. I think that's where a lot of times I have this issue with the progression element is that it takes me out of that movie, my mind, so often, and it feels like a chore as I have to learn about the new spells or the leveling up process, right? And there is none of that in this book. Just, you know, a few more details for those of you who don't think that you need to order this book already. Basically, we have a, you know, like I said, that world where humans and dragons can bond. They do all their normal training. And you have like a mostly ocean world with a lot of islands. So you're going to deal with, you know, like lots of navies. The navies are going to be interacting with the dragons. But just in general, you know, it's a fun story. You have a kid to start off with in that first part that is, he's a good kid and he's not whining or anything like that. So that initial part was fun. Then, you know, most of the story is going to take place as he is in his late teens, which is something that's pretty common in these progression fantasies. Obviously, you know, you need someone that if they're going to be leveling up, generally they're not going to start off as they're 40 years old already. There's that academy and it follows, you know, the basic elements that a progression fantasy often follows, but it's just such a fun, entertaining story. You can pre-order Kraken Rider Z, all the usual places. I believe that Wraithmark Books is the publishing house that is putting this book out. Is Dirk Ashton in conjunction with David Estes. And you can order it, obviously, at Wraithmark Books. You can order it at Amazon. I know you can't actually pre-order physical copies, but you can get the audiobook and the ebook pre-ordered. And you know what? I'm just so happy that I had that relationship with Dirk already, and I took a chance, you know, because of that. If it had been someone I didn't know, I might not have decided to read the book just because of that that progression element. It turns out that I need to give the progression genre a second chance, and if it is done well, then I can enthusiastically enjoy the book. I am once again saying 5 out of 5, 10 out of 10, however we want to do the ranking. I loved the book, stayed up way too late reading it one night, and then read instead of doing my normal routine the next day. And I can absolutely guarantee you that, Dirk, if you ever watch this, you better shoot the second arc my way whenever that happens to be. Pre-order the book, and it is out November 14th. Thanks.